I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. Republicans in the Senate unveiled the Patient First Act Wednesday. As GPB's Stephen Fowler reports, it's a plan to improve health care across the state of Georgia.
The bill gives the governor the authority to pursue waivers for Medicaid and the Affordable Care Act. The goal is to craft a Georgia-specific request that would make insurance affordable and accessible to more people and improve its quality. But Republican Senator Kay Kirkpatrick of Marietta told reporters expanding Medicaid without addressing issues like the shortage of providers in rural areas is not helpful.
Just because people have a Medicaid card doesn't mean that they can get care. We've got to work on making the whole system better.
If the Patients First Act passes, the state and federal government will each pay $1 million to consultants that will spend the next year or so gathering data about the state before making a recommendation on how to proceed. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler at the Capitol.
In Augusta, the Army Corps of Engineers has lowered the Savannah River water level by as much as 4 feet in some areas to simulate what will happen if the Savannah Bluff Lock-In Dam is replaced by a rock weir and fish passage. That change is one of the environmental measures planned to offset the effects of the Savannah Harbor expansion project. Reaction from residents has been largely negative. Lower water produces a strong stench and exposes mudflats, dead aquatic weeds, and previously submerged old structures. The Augusta Chronicle reports that Augusta commissioners are considering hiring a firm to develop an alternative to the Corps' plan. And the Marietta City Council has voted unanimously to ban shareable electric scooters. Mayor Steve Tumlin says the scooters don't align with the city's pedestrian-friendly approach. The ban also prohibits people from using or leaving scooters abandoned on public property. DeKalb County commissioners will vote on a plan to add a marker to Decatur's Confederate monument that defines it as a symbol of white supremacy and racism. The full county commission is expected to approve the measure at next Tuesday's meeting. According to the AJC, a committee of historians is working on the wording for the marker. The city has also begun the process of installing another historical marker acknowledging the lynchings that occurred in DeKalb. That marker will be installed near the front steps of the current courthouse, which is close to where the Confederate monument is on display at the old courthouse. U.S. House Democrats are bringing a voting rights inquiry to Georgia as they look into allegations of voter suppression during the 2018 elections. A House subcommittee next week will hold a field hearing in Atlanta on voting rights and election administration, including issues like purging of voter rolls and poll closings. Voting rights became a flashpoint in last year's race for governor. Democrat Stacey Abrams accused then-Secretary of State Brian Kemp of using his position as the state's chief election officer to suppress minority votes. Kemp vehemently denies the charge and said he was following state law. He ultimately won that election. And in sports, state high school wrestling championships are this week in Macon, and for the first time, girls are competing. The top six competitors in each class will receive medals. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter, @GPBNews.